Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pleased to invite into the program live on the WayForward.com hotline, Jay Edwards, who is the interim athletic director at Morehouse and joins John and Hugh. Hey, Jay, good morning to you.
Mr. Edwards.
Good morning. Good morning, John and Hugh. How you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Mr. Edwards, I got to ask you flat out, because, you know, Spellhouse is a big deal here in Atlanta. How tough was it for you guys to make the decision not to have fall sports this year?
It was extremely tough. And, you know, just a point of context, you know, you and I are contemporary, so you can just call me Jay, Mr. Hugh.
okay, Mr. Hugh. Okay, I got you. Okay, I apologize, Jay.
It's okay. Thank you very much. But yeah, it was a very hard decision. Being an alumnus of the college and a former student athlete that played football, and understanding what it takes and what you sacrifice to go in and prepare for a season, especially if you're coming into your senior season, and you look back and you say, well, dang, I didn't realize, but last year in November when we defeated Clark Atlanta University, that was the last game that I would play in my college career. And as you both know, at our level, we do have, you know, some student athletes that get an opportunity to take it to the next level. But at our level, our young men are playing, even though they're on scholarship, they're truly playing, living out their NCAA dream. So, in that respect, it was really hard, and it was really tough.
Jay Edwards, interim athletic director at Morehouse. Jay, take me through the process here. When did you first start to realize that the fall athletic season, and not just football, but for all fall sports, was really in jeopardy here? And when you made the decision, how you had to go through that with the coaches and with the players?
Yes, so we started kind of discussing this probably, let's see, this is the end of June, so probably towards the end of May, as we were finishing and kind of tying up the loose ends from the previous semester, because we had to cancel all spring, the rest of our spring sports. And we started looking at, okay, let's map out a plan, because we're looking at how do we re-socialize and integrate our students in the fall, and what will that look like holistically as our community, as the Morehouse community. So what I did, and I worked with our head trainer, Seth Lester, and we started pulling out data from the NCAA guidance, CDC guidelines, and even from some of the things that the NFL were trying to do. So in looking at that and figuring out what that standard of care would look like for us in the fall, we just kind of looked at it as, even though and we have a wonderful support system and consortium there with the Morehouse School of Medicine, who has been working together with Dr. Thomas, also CAU and ITC, which is our theological center there in the AUC, in trying to figure out how do we just bring back the students, period. But looking at that, the standard of care that we would need to provide for our student athletes and to make their families and their community feel safe and trustworthy of us taking care of the student athletes, we just could not figure out a way how to do that the way that it needed to be done. And instead of doing it kind of partially and saying, well, yeah, let's try this or let's try that, we decided, you know, let's have a clear line of sight. Let's take all the extra things out of the way, and let's just look at and put the safety and health of our student athletes, and if they were our children, going back to an environment. And with that, that was the process to how we started thinking about it and how we came up with our solution.
We're talking to Javarl Edwards, interim athletic director at Morehouse College, on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Now, you're in the SIAC. That's the same conference that my school, Central State, is in. So before you made this decision, did you discuss it with the other teams in the conference to see where their head was at a little bit?
Well, yeah. So we have weekly athletic director conference calls and Zoom calls, and we've had them ever since the spring, since things got canceled, because we've had to rearrange a lot of different things. Our commissioner, Greg Moore, through his leadership and the rest of our ADs that are in the conference, we started mapping out plans for basketball. So we already have a plan for basketball where we've consolidated the basketball schedule to fit however we need it to fit so we can get that going in the spring. But yes, in those discussions for the fall, there are, you know, some schools that are tied to the state university systems there in their local jurisdictions. And everybody wants to play football. As you know, Hugh, everybody wants to play football. We lean on college football at whatever level it is because it is truly a fan-based, family type of deal where that spirit comes into play and it's a great experience. So we did talk about that, but us being a private institution, a smaller liberal arts college that doesn't, like I said, we have a clearer line of sight to make sure that our student athletes are healthy and safe. After speaking with Dr. Thomas, who is our, you know, and our board of trustees, they ultimately have, you know, kind of the final say with Dr. Thomas. After doing that, you know, he decided, hey, we need to pull the trigger and, you know, and just go out here. And, you know, it's kind of like that leadership fork in the road. You either go here or you go there. Mm-hmm. But either direction you go, you know, there'll be, you know, folks that won't be on board. There'll be folks that are on board. So you just have to have a clear line of sight and put what's important, and that's our student athletes' health and safety.
Jay Edwards is the athletic director at Morehouse. They made the difficult decision to cancel fall sports at Morehouse. Jay, the financial pressures, at especially the big schools, notwithstanding the fact there are financial pressures at your school, are certainly going to lead to a lot of these teams wanting to play football in the fall, and that's kind of where we're headed with this, with practice opening up in a couple of weeks. Are these schools playing with fire, in your estimation?
Well, you know, I think it is a very difficult situation. In another life, I have some ties to a Power Five conference, and we're preparing for football in the fall. And, you know, it's just one of those things where the decision is really, really tough. And for us, there were some opportunities that we will miss out of as far as being able to make some revenue through our football teams. Travels and classics and things of that nature. But for us at the end of the day, it's, you know, 10 years from now, what side of the table will you be on 10 years from now with the decision that you make? And like I said earlier, you know, there's some people that are unhappy right now and some people that are happy right now. But 10 years down the road, with myself, Dr. Thomas, and the folks that had to help make this decision, I think we'll be very comfortable because our young men, you know, in spite of what they really want to do, which is go out there and compete and play, I think they'll even be able to look back at it and say, you know what, that was probably the right decision because now I've gone on to do bigger and better things because I was able to graduate, take my Morehouse degree, be that next senator, be the next congressman, be the next surgeon general, be that next teacher, be that next civil servant. So, you know, like I said, we kind of had to clear all that out of the way, John, to make sure that we had a clear line of sight in order to make this decision. Because, yes, it is very tough. And when you're dealing with billions of dollars at the next level, you know, it's sometimes that risk version equation, you know, doesn't always favor, you know, maybe the right thing to do.
Now, Jay, I know you've said this and you've answered the question so eloquently, but I gotta hear it flat out, man. So it ain't no homecoming this year. That's what basically you're telling me. Ain't no homecoming this year.
So let me give you some transparency on that. That was not a football-driven decision. Our university and our alumni engagement group that handles that at the university, our leadership there, they made that call and pulled that trigger earlier this summer because they felt that, hey, we don't want to endanger our extended community, because when you get thousands of people together like that, and mask or no mask, you know, it's going to be some interaction and some things exchanged and, you know, all that. So to avoid that, you know, our leadership with alumni engagement, they pulled the trigger on that earlier. So that wasn't an athletics driven decision. But to answer your question, Hugh, absolutely. Homecoming is canceled.
But it's for all the right reasons. I do understand that. But boy, boy, oh boy.
Nothing like a spell. Nothing like a spell house homecoming. You absolutely right.
Well, Jay, we really appreciate your taking a few minutes here. Do keep us up to date. When you make a decision regarding the future of sports, please think of us. You have the phone number. If you make a decision and we're on the air, just call the show and say, hey, listen, I just want to update you on where we stand. We just made a decision, and we'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, appreciate this.
John and Hugh, thank you very much, man. You guys do a great job. You have thousands of listeners out here that love your show. And Tiger, Tiger, let's go Morehouse.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.